Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Joining us right now, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Julius threw out the first pitch last night. He had the Super Bowl champion Rams there. A couple of reasons why last night was fun and festive, as well as the Cardinals playing well. That was a fun game last night. It had a big crowd. It was energetic. And the young guys came through. That was a fun night, wasn't it, at the ballpark Saturday?
It was. Got a little too stressful at the end for me, but I suppose that's been our year, really. You think you have a 6-1 lead, you feel like pretty comfortable, and then bam, 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 and happened quick, and it became a lot tighter than I thought it needed to be. But I'm glad to come out on top of it, and hopefully we can have a little bit of a repeat today, but with a little less stress.
Yeah, I know it's been a tough year, stressful games. The bullpen has been stressed, but boy, have they come through. If there's one thing you could walk away from this year and hold your head up, it is that the bullpen not only performed well, but I think was managed well. And I don't know what the future holds, if you can keep them all together, but that's certainly, for the most part, seems like a good mix you have going.
Yeah, it definitely was one of our strengths. I mean, I think our rotation kept us in baseball games as well this year. I mean, like the biggest thing we didn't do this year was offense. I mean, we just were not consistent enough, and we didn't put up enough runs. And I think that ended up really being our Achilles when you look back at this season. So a lot's going to go into how we think about our future and what that looks like. But, we got a week left of baseball, and, hopefully we end on a positive.
And you have those final games here, these final 7 games, to look at what some of that future could look like. You've now created a pathway for Jordan Walker. You saw what Ivan Herrera did last night. There are some players giving you an opportunity. It's an interesting balance that you'll have to have moving forward, because still want some star power, middle of the order. Star power really can carry a team. At the same time, you need to let these players develop. It's an interesting situation you found yourself in.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's something over the next, 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to take a lot of time and try to get a better idea of really what we want to look like and what our expectations are from this group. And, ultimately, as we prepare for spring training of 2025, a lot of work, but certainly looking forward to how the next 4 to 6 weeks really will transpire.
And when it comes to that rotation, I know those decisions are to be made here. You have some contracts to consider and all of that. You also have some players coming. I'm sorry to hear about Sonny Gray, although, that's probably the best decision there, and it opens a door for Michael McGreevy. What do you think of McGreevy? I know you had high hopes for him early, and here he is. He's come through a couple times.
Yeah, I think for people that don't follow his career and are kind of wondering, like really where he's at, I think when we went into the 2023 season, we were hoping that we'd see that big step forward. But it took a year, and we really did see it this year. And, you think back to that start against Texas he had, it was outstanding. And then when he went back down to Memphis, he just kept pitching well. And so super encouraged about where he's at. And, I'd be shocked if he's not contributing in some form on our team next year, just based on how he's pitched.
Palante certainly seems like he's got a hold on a possible spot here as he goes today. Is there anyone else that really jumps out at you when it comes to pitching? I mean, obviously you've got a really good young one flying through the minor leagues right now. It's hard to put too much on him, but how do you see your pipeline right now in the minor leagues?
Yeah, I definitely feel like, Quinn Matthews is not a household name for Cardinal fans yet, but probably will be this time next year. I feel like we have some pitching emerging. Obviously, like if you think back to the name we probably would have been bantering about 6 months or a year ago might have been Tink Hentz. And obviously he did not have that season that we were hoping for. There's going to be a plan for what he needs to do this offseason. So I do think, you know, he is somebody that will be in consideration at some point next year in 2025. But, you know, just speaking real quickly on Quinn, just how well he just, you know, dominated as he moved through each level of the minor leagues. So, you know, everybody that got to see him pitch this year is just like uber excited about what he's capable of doing. And, you know, obviously, like anybody, there's growing pains when you get to the big leagues, but just based on how quickly he adapted to each level, I think he's someone that is going to make a really nice transition to the major leagues when he gets that opportunity.
You made it very clear to me a couple of weeks ago on this show, draft and develop. You have to do it. You have to do it if you're going to be successful, and certainly that's an example of someone. I know that this is an overhaul, if I may use the word, or change that's going to happen. You do have already announced the retirement of Gary LaRocque. I know how much you respect him, but that has created an opportunity. You told me that interviews are going to get underway here, that some things are going to start taking place in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it'll be a busy month of October as we look to really reset our front office. And obviously you mentioned Gary LaRocque, a dear friend of mine, was a tremendous asset to this franchise and really did a lot for us, especially in a time of need. And, I look forward to still working with him, but just in a different capacity. And, he really was a special person and loved the game of baseball.
You've been very candid about yourself, that your contract expires in 2025, that you alluded to a succession plan a while back that was going to take place. I know there's been an ongoing process. I respect the process. So I know that when the time comes to make a public announcement as to what that is looking like, you'll tell us. Is there anything that you can reveal about how that has been going?
Not really. I think at some point this offseason we'll definitely sit down with everybody and sort of lay out what that all looks like. But in the meantime, I think the focus is the next 7 days. And then at some point we'll turn the page and then really focus on 2025 and beyond.
And, you know, we've talked a lot about crowds and about perception and about optics and what this fan base thinks and how you're trying to turn this thing around. Is that also talked about, how you are going to not only do things from a business standpoint, but present to your fan base and communicate with them what you are doing? Does that make a big difference to you? Do you want them to feel like they are part of this as well? Is that important?
Yeah, I think transparency in this particular realm is important. We're certainly grateful for the support we've had over the last 29 seasons under the DeWitt ownership, and we don't take that for granted. And so as we move forward, that'll definitely be something that is part of our plan or something we plan to share with everyone.
When I talk to Ollie, he sounds energetic when he talks about these young players. Have you noticed that? What has he been like here as this playoff contention has fallen out, but he continues to move this team to the finish line here? How do you evaluate Ollie?
Yeah, I'm obviously an advocate for Ollie, so I think he does a really good job. I think like this was a tough year. I don't think anybody, probably including Las Vegas, thought our offense was going to be how it was. So, I mean, that's a tough one. So, but to still navigate to where we are, I think he's done a nice job. I mean, obviously we've had our fair share of injuries, not that other teams don't, but I think like when you look at really where we are, there's a story to be told. But from a managerial standpoint, I thought he did a really nice job.
John Mozeliak, thanks as always for spending time with us. We appreciate it. We'll do this again when we can next week. And, of course, you got a ball game today. We look forward to it, 1:15. Thanks as always.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, with us on KMOX. We will get to Eli Drinkwitz. He is the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, and he's going to be calling in 1 minute. And then we will check in with him after the commercial break to talk about what happened yesterday at Faurot Field. They're 4-0, but they had to squeak them out, those last two. Back after this on KMOX.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.